How are you doing in the battle between faith and reason on one side and emotion and imagination on the other? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, most of us know what it's like to be pulled in either one of these directions.
John, we've been looking at C.S. Lewis's bestseller, Mere Christianity. In the third section of the book, he talks about this debate that takes place inside our minds. Lewis's books are respected for their reasoned defense of Christian truth claims, but there is no belief in Christianity or belief in anything without faith. Faith is critical to belief and critical to continuing belief. Lewis said, "Faith is the art of holding on to things your reason has once accepted, in spite of your changing moods."
So our moods and emotions can be obstacles to finding faith. What about holding on to our faith?
The Bible is clear that Christian faith is sealed by the Holy Spirit, and as Jesus said to his followers, "No one will snatch them out of my hand." But faith kicks in when the feelings go. So cultivating your Christian faith is part of Christian living.
And that would include things like connecting with a local church, finding fellowship with other believers, coming under good biblical teaching, being discipled.
Yeah, faith is not a passive term in the Bible. It's something you need to exercise. That's why weak faith can get stronger. Lewis said something else that ought to get our attention, particularly for those who are passive about pursuing their faith. He said this, "If you examined 100 people who had lost their faith in Christianity, I wonder how many of them would turn out to have been reasoned out of it by honest argument. Do not most people simply drift away?"
Hey, for a beautifully illustrated guide on how you can share your faith, check out the book A Jigsaw Guide to the Meaning of Life at reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.